Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Greetings, listener dear. I'm Tom.
I'm Ben.
And I'm Matthew, and welcome to another exciting episode of Pappy's Flatshare Slam Down.
Flatshare Slam Down, the first of the year. It's good to be back.
It's fantastic to be back. Now, this episode was recorded last year, way back in the past, in 2023. Oh, but it contains two superb guests, absolutely brilliant guests, Lauren Layfield and Dan Schreiber. Lauren Layfield, who you may know from the radio, you may know her from her viral clip where she's talking to Hacker the Dog about innocent men. Dan Schreiber, you'll know him from his We Could Be Weirdos podcast, or There's No Such Thing as a Fish.
Two absolute polymaths of the broadcasting landscape.
I would say that's true. Definitely true. I'm not sure about the idea of there not being fish, though. I mean, how do you account for all the fish?
I wonder if anyone's ever actually brought that up.
Anyone's mentioned it with him. But anyway, we should have done it during the podcast. We forgot to. But it was a very strong episode anyway. And if you enjoy this episode and you think, you know what? I'd like to get a slice of that action. Why not come down and see one of the next Flatshare Slam Downs being recorded? We're doing two in February.
Yeah, they're always such fun evenings. We do them at the Phoenix Pub just by Oxford Circus. And it is a real jolly laugh of a live night. So if you can get yourself down, even if it's for the first time, come on down. You're going to have a really good time.
You can have a jolly laugh, in fact.
We've got some incredible guests, actually. We've got Lucy Porter. We've got Flo and Joan.
Yes, that's the Tuesday, February 20th.
We've got Morgan Rees.
We have.
And don't you dare tell me who else we've got. It's someone really good.
Very good.
It's someone really good.
A good pal as well.
Yeah, strong pal. So if you want to see those guests.
It's Alex Brooker.
It's Alex Brooker from the last leg.
Yeah, so fantastic. Returning guests, Alex Brooker. Everybody else is making their debut, their Flat Slam debut. Very exciting, yeah. So February 19th, Alex Brooker and Morgan Rees. February 20th, Lucy Porter and Flo and Joan. If you fancy coming to both shows, why wouldn't you? You can get a discounted ticket link. They're all available either in the show notes of this show or at pappyscomedy.com/live.
Lovely stuff. So yeah, get your tickets, come on down. Have a drink, have fun with us, and otherwise, enjoy this first Flatshare Slam Down of the year. Here it is.
Tom, Ben!
What is it, Matthew? Yeah,
what is it, you sweet little prick?
You are a sweet little prick, actually.
Thanks, guys. Well, listen, great news. Yep. I've just got myself a new set of wheels.
Whoa.
And I reckon pretty soon I can afford a car to go with them. So, in preparation, one of you two has got to apply for the parking permit.
Oh, it's not going to be me, Crosby.
No, Ben, why not?
You're a nightmare with parking. Every time I go and park my car, you want to hear all about it. You want to hear, like, how it went, where I parked, how far away it was. All I'm saying is I'm just fed up with these multi-story car parks.
Great. Good stuff. Good, clean fun. Good, clean fun.
No.
It's wonderful.
Good, clean fun.
Who doesn't enjoy that?
It's lovely.
If you don't enjoy that, you're dead. Harry, what about you?
Well, it's not going to be me, Matthew, because the last time I parked my car, it got stolen by the posh one from Wind in the Willows.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no, hang on. Oh, no, I've got that wrong. It got towed.
If you enjoy that,
you're dead. There's nothing wrong with that.
Well, listen, you two with your silly answers, you're really grinding my gears, or at least you would be if I could afford them. Anyway, there's only one way to settle this. We're going to have a Flatshare Slam Down! Hello and welcome the Flatshare Slam Down, the panel show that says, I get up in the evening and I ain't got nothing to say. I come home in the morning. I go to bed feeling the same way. I ain't nothing but tired. Man, I'm just tired and bored with myself. Hey there, baby. I could use just a little help. You can't start a fire. You can't start a fire without a spark. This gun's for hire. Even if we're just dancing in the parking permit. I'm those landlords. Matthew Crosby. Let's meet my valets. It's Tom Parry and Benedict Clark.
Yay! Wow.
Hi. But guys, you can't apply for the parking on your own. Who have you brought to help you spell your names this week, Tom?
Well, bad news, Matthew. The Jamboree's in danger.
No!
And as we've stressed, it did happen in real life. And now it feels really weird to be funny about it. Because of climate change. The Jamboree's in danger. We haven't got a good online presence. We haven't memed in years. So I brought my most meme-friendly friend along. It's Lauren Layfield. Yeah.
Lauren.
Beautiful.
Hiya.
Hello. Hiya. Lauren, it's great to have you on the show.
Thanks.
Now, what kind of a person are you to live with? What is your living arrangement, by the way?
My living arrangement, I have a husband. Ooh. Don't want to boast. And a dog, also don't want to boast. I am lazy in the household.
Right.
I'd like to think that it's justified because my radio show is at 4 a.m. in the morning.
Yeah, you were telling us you get up at 2:50. You're setting the alarm for 2:50 in the morning.
I don't know what we're going to do tonight.
Yeah, just power through.
Straight
power
through.
Power through. It's got to be.
We normally finish about 1:45.
Perfect. I think, though, starting that early in the morning, and if there's anybody who does start early in the morning, you know what I mean. I think it gives you creative license to be just like a lazy fucker.
Yeah.
So I basically get my other half to do everything for me. It's like my personal waiter.
Are you a kept woman?
Yeah, without the financial benefits.
The key bit of being a kept woman is the money.
He doesn't get up with you, does he?
God, no. I mean, no, he's not doing that much for me.
What time is he getting up that he tells you?
6:00. Oh, what a lion.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, it's unbelievable.
Well, thank you for coming on the show. Ben. Spoiler alert, guys.
We have news. My guest today is wonderful.
Clarky, you're out. Ben, who have you brought along with you this week?
I brought my imaginary friend. There's no such thing as a Dan Schreiber.
Dan Schreiber. Oh,
very nice.
So Dan lives very close to me. We often see each other out and about, and you've just told me it's broken my heart. You're moving out of the area.
Yeah.
Was it something I did? Be honest.
No, but we tend to bump into each other in Sainsbury's, don't we?
Not the same Sainsbury's.
Not the same Sainsbury's.
No,
yeah.
Guys.
What, you might think... bump into each other in different...
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
They're very close together, these Sainsbury's, which wave each other through the window.
And it's not even a surprise anymore. Matthew's like, oh, hello. It's just a real kind of,
I work in Sainsbury's, guys. I should stress this.
Got to pay them bills.
Got to pay the bills. I'm up at 2:50 every morning, stacking those shelves. But what kind of a person are you to live with? You're a father?
Yeah, I'm married. I've got 3 kids, a 6-year-old, a 3-year-old, and a 9-month-old. And
I was going to say what you're doing here, but of course you're here. Never had a quicker response. Yeah, I'll do every episode if you want. Yeah.
But what? So our plan is we're going to move, and I don't know if it's going to happen now because we finally found someone to take our place, and I think I fucked it up.
Oh, what did you do?
Well, they came for a second viewing.
Yeah.
They're the only people. It's a terrible time to be trying to move house. Yeah. And they came, and they wanted to chat to us. We sat around the table.
Uh-oh, lovely.
And they asked us really just easy questions, you know, what's your favorite room in the house? You know, stuff like that.
Yeah.
And we're like, this room, it's so nice to sit here. And then so it all went well. It was perfect. Final question was, so why are you moving? Why are you getting away? We're moving to the seaside. And I said, well, my wife, Fanella, she's always wanted to move to the sea. We've got 3 kids now, so we might need somewhere a bit bigger. So otherwise, we'd definitely be staying here. Also, there's the violent poltergeist. And their faces drain the blood. I swear to God, no laugh, right? Zero.
Oh,
like,
no.
What just happened here was my dream. What that was, that's what I was going for.
Nothing.
I tell you what, send them the audio of this. So I was giving you gold there. It was good
exactly.
stuff.
So anyway, they left. My wife said, what the fuck do you think you're doing? And then they reduced the price by a huge amount.
No.
Because haunted houses sell for less. That's a genuine thing. It's a real thing. We live at number 14. If we lived at number 13, our house would be 2% less in its value because people don't like buying houses with the number 13.
So you brought it down to 13 prices in just a single gag.
Yeah, like, yeah.
It's unbelievable.
Which, when you think about it, actually, is quite a good gag to reduce a house price.
Yeah.
So when I'm buying a house, I should look for a number 13 because it'll be cheaper.
Yes, absolutely. Or if someone was murdered in it because...
Oh. Okay. Yes,
then you can really bring it down. Then you can absolutely. So, like, that happened a lot in the pandemic. People moved into houses that they didn't know were supposedly haunted. And then they found out afterwards. Like, why was this so cheap? And then they were in lockdown with a ghost.
With a ghost.
Yeah. Couldn't go anywhere.
And always had to be 6 foot apart from the ghost as well. Yeah,
do you need social distance from the ghost? Great question.
The 6 foot sense, it's called. Yeah.
God, that's good.
Yes, please. More of that. Thank you very much.
We'll sell your house tonight. Don't you worry, Dan.
That's got to put a few
come
grand
on, let's have
on
a bid in. What can
come
I get?
On.
Come on, come on.
So we've met our guest. Let's find out who is going to end up a regular Permit the Frog as we play Ooh. Round one. Yay.
Single yellow was not gone long, was just an hour or two. They told my car to croon because of single yellow. So then I take my fine, it happens all the time. I'm fucking single yellow. No one, there is no one who knows how the rules to parking on them goes. You should have checked times on the nearby sign. What fucking nearby sign?
Beautiful. Beautiful stuff there from Tom and Ben.
Goodness me.
So round one is called... Yeah, Parky.
It really made me sweat listening to that.
Yeah? I enjoyed every bit of it. I thought, you know, Clarky doing every bit of the instrumental was a much-needed tonic. I thought your refusal to pitch it down. All of it. Every bit of it, you know?
Occurred to me the next day.
Yeah. Yeah.
I texted Clarky and was like...
We could put it any pitch we like because we're singing it. No, it's what Chris would have done, but then he is a very talented singer. Round one is called Nosy Parkers. Now I'm going to ask each player to tell us three unbelievable facts about themselves. One is true, the other two they've made up on the spot. The opposing team has to guess what is true as treacle and what is as full of crap as old Farmer McGillicuddy's field. You know, the one he insists on shitting in. If they get it right, they get a point. If not, the point goes to the player. So we're going to start with Ben Clark. Ben, can you please give us three facts about your life? Tom and Lauren, use your combined 33 years and 15 minutes of knowing Ben. To work out fact from fiction.
I genuinely think I just said hello to Ben.
Yeah. By the way, that one's Ben. Because I got confused earlier on. I did call him Dan.
It's good to know.
But that one's Ben.
Yeah.
That one's Ben. The one that starts speaking, he's Ben. Okay, off you go, Ben.
Okay, so... So the first one is I went to one of those car wash places.
A car wash?
Okay. But, you know, like not the ones at a petrol station, like a, you know, like hand car wash.
Yeah, a car wash.
A car wash. Yeah. I went to a car wash.
Yeah.
Is that the fact?
I was going to say, your hair looks amazing. And your teeth have never been shinier.
When I came to pick up the car, the guy said... We found your bottle. And I was like, what's that mean? And as I was driving away, I realised that about 6 months earlier, I was in a traffic jam. And
oh, no. Oh. I hate Ben.
Oh. I was desperate for the toilet.
Six months?
Yeah, I it was sealed.
Oh, but God.
When you weed in it.
That's so exciting.
Threw it in the back. Yeah. How? Wow. Forgot about it.
What type of bottle was it?
It was a Lucozade bottle.
Oh, nice wide rim.
Nice wide rim.
No, it was a sports cap.
But couldn't that arguably be the colour of the Lucozade?
Arguably, yeah.
had they gone, oh, a bit of Luke's idea.
Found your bottle. And it was delicious.
It would absolutely fizz as well once you open that cab after 6 months.
Wow.
Okay, so that was possibly true, possibly not. Possibly, we don't know possibly, at this stage. Possibly. Two more facts, please, Clarkie.
The second one is I once got three parking tickets on the same day in three different locations.
Oh.
So you do have a lot of parking ticket stories. No wonder he keeps asking you about them.
Yeah.
And the final one is I was once in a car park coming out of Sainsbury's.
He loves parking, doesn't he?
They're really on theme. I love it.
Where were you?
So you
I was in a Sainsbury's car park.
Visiting Matthew at work. That's right.
We've got a sale on Lucozade. People keep returning the bottles, I don't know why.
I came out of the shop and there was a guy who was like, have you got any change? I was like, sorry, I don't have any. But I had a trolley. He was like, well, how about a new trolley? And I was like, okay, yeah. So I walked to the trolleys and the guy followed me. And I, sealed up the thing, gave him the pound, he walked off, and then I realised I'd left my shopping in the trolley.
You'd left the shopping
and it was locked.
I had to chase him back and ask for my pound back.
To get the shopping out.
Okay. So we've got I found your bottle. We've got three parking tickets on the same day in three different locations, and we have got having to ask for a pound back from a man you'd given it to. So which one are you thinking?
Which one did you enjoy the most there?
I think I liked the story about his widgie. Willy.
His widgie Willy.
His widgie little Willy. I wouldn't mind asking quickly, in what snow, why were you pissing on the motorway? Like, why?
Oh, was it? Well, no, it was actually on the South Circular.
But why is that an explanation? Oh, it's actually on the South Circular, so.
You can pull over on the South Circular.
But it was locked in traffic, and if I'd have got out my car, like, it was too public.
Yeah, right.
My car was the most private place to do it.
Okay, it's quite a shy boy.
Yeah.
It's all right.
Well, it's because I've got a sports cat Willie. You know?
How long was it in the car for?
6 months, yeah.
Six months.
There or thereabouts, yeah.
So did they give you the bottle back, or...?
No, they just said
they
I can't.
They got hazmat. Hazmat yeah. came along.
They don't know what you do for a living.
You keep it on the way to the hospital.
I was keeping that.
Yeah. I had my piss taken away as well. A similar situation. It was longer than 6 months.
Piss
Do you mean someone took the piss? Is that what you're saying?
it's a very worried way of saying it.
I had appendix issues and I went to get my appendix taken out and they made me pee into like a little beaker kind of thing. And I kept it in my bag because I took it to the main hospital and then they never asked me for it. So years later, like 6 years later or something, I go to the O2 to see a gig. And
what?
And you've got to do security when you go through, like it's an airport when you go to the O2 now. And they detected liquid in the bag and they pulled out this little flask. And it took ages for me to go, my piss. Because it was like 6 years or something.
What color is it at that point? What color is it?
A very healthy still, yeah, red.
I mean, I'm freaked out by the 6 months of not cleaning out your car is bad. 6 years of not getting out your bag.
But his is a Lucozade. It's tiny. It was a little.
Yeah, but it's still in your bag for 6 years.
Yeah, I know.
Was it your regular bag you carried around?
No, that's why.
It's a once a year special. It's my street bag. It's for hospitals and seeing Elton John. So what are we thinking? By the way, Dan's story is not in play.
No,
it's a shame.
Confused us. I'm going to go parking permits out. I think he's panicked there. We've talked about parking. He's got parking on the brain.
So the parking tickets is false.
That's a falsy, I think. What do you think about the trolley situation?
It's a good story.
It's a great story. And he fucking loved it when he was telling it, didn't he?
He did.
Didn't he? He was slapping his thigh when he was telling it.
I think he's a man with a messy car. I think I'm inclined to go with Sports Cat Willie.
Yeah, I think so as well.
I'm inclined to go to Sports Cat Willie.
I'm drawn
Could
to it.
Could this not stick as a nickname, please?
Such a good song title. Sports Cat Willie!
You better slow.
Ben, are you the boy with isotonic piss? Put us out of our misery.
It was the three parking tickets.
It was three parking tickets in one day! Oh.
Well played. Talk us through the three parking tickets quickly.
One in the morning, one in the afternoon, and one in the evening.
That was quick.
Nothing if not regular. Nothing if not regular.
Two of them were the same guy.
Same order. Wow.
Next up is Lauren. Three facts about your life. One true, two untrue. Dan and Ben, which one is the copper-bottomed fact?
Okay, I have to remember them. The first fact I'm going to give you is... Sorry, I spat everywhere there. The audience probably saw that as well, didn't you? I'm so sorry.
That's number one.
True.
Did Lauren
True.
Just
Lock it in.
Gob everywhere? Yes. Fact number one, I have got such small feet that I have to wear sort of these specially made shoes.
Sports caps.
Sports caps.
Sports caps.
They'll fit on my foot and Ben's willy. Equally. You can share it if you like. That's my first.
You've got to wear special shoes because you've got such small feet.
Because I'm like 5'2" and I like
you are.
All over quite small and now
okay.
the feet.
All right. Okay, fine, sure.
Do you want my second one?
Yes, please.
Yeah.
I can't remember it. hang on a second, let's think about it. I played ping pong for 14 years of my life.
You must have been knackered. No wonder you're small.
Whittled down.
Whittled away. Just perished from too much ping pong. And my third one is that my middle names Ooh. Are Peter Lauren.
Ooh. Ooh.
So it's Lauren, Peter Lauren Layfield.
What?
Lauren, okay. Peter Lauren. Lauren,
Lauren Peter. Peter Lauren Layfield.
You heard.
And can I ask, when people call you Lauren, is it your first name or your third name you're using in that instance?
That's the beauty of it. It could be either.
Are they spelt the same?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Peter spelled differently.
Peter is famously like the animal activism, if that helps.
Okay. Lauren, Peter, Lauren. So, are we talking about... I mean, I said it, you did answer to it, so just check it out. Is it Lauren, Peter, Lauren? Is it specially made shoes, or was it playing ping pong for a whopping 14 years of Lauren, Peter, Lauren's life?
Yeah, okay. Okay,
it's hard.
Okay. Well, okay, the shoe thing. Let's get into that
first. I just
thought,
can you see my shoes under this table?
They're that small. I can't even see them. She's got hooves.
But presumably you fit children's shoes.
I have bought children's Nikes, mainly because they're cheaper, guys, if anyone else has got small feet in the audience. But the problem with the children's Nikes is they don't fit. It's less about the length of the foot. It's more about the width of the foot. Yeah.
And if it's size 13, it's even cheaper.
I'm haunted.
Okay, what? So you're saying that you... Is there a shop that does this, or do you have a specific shoe tailor? You have a man.
Yeah, there's a special man, and you have to email him.
Yeah.
With like regular updates of your foot.
Wow.
And does what? Are they still growing?
Or are they freaking? Any change in the light, Lauren Peter? Any change
in
the light?
I'm 35. I'm still growing. And like, it's more about girth. That's the issue.
It's about girth. Yeah. Well, this is girth,
You have to
tell Sports Cap Willie doesn't suffer from such issues.
Especially in the hot weather as well, tends to fluctuate.
How quickly can he respond to your need for shoes?
He hasn't got a big client list.
Right.
So he can get pretty like on it.
He
like,
sort of sneaks
away.
In the middle of the night, does it, leaves it on the counter.
Places them at the end of the bed.
Yeah, yeah, right.
Yeah, yeah. Sort of like the Santa Claus of the small footed women brigade. Is that
a brigade? I don't know.
Brigades, it's sort of like that.
It's sort of like, yeah. What are we thinking? Which one of those seems like the most logical
and then
one?
The middle one's the
ping pong 14 years.
Ping pong 14 years.
Yeah.
Lauren, Peter, Lauren. The special shoes made by a man
who
you contact via email.
It's good stuff.
Very special man.
All right, like, here's the issue. Lauren, Peter, Lauren, Layfield.
Yeah.
If that's not true, you're a fucking genius. That is the best fake lie I've ever heard in my life.
Thank you, Dan.
So either way, you win. What do you think?
Yeah, I feel like, yeah, I think it might be Lauren, Peter, Lauren.
Because you do have these things. So my
Hang on a second, can I just check the game a second?
Yeah.
Wait. I've given you two falses here.
Yeah.
Is that still the game?
That's still the game.
Okay, right, we're all on the same page. That's fine.
And they're working out.
Just checking.
They're working out the true one.
Yeah.
That might be a slight tell.
I think so.
For the poker players amongst us. I think we've worked out the imperceptible eye twitch.
Ben, what's throwing you more in the name? Is it the man Peter name, or is it Lauren?
Peter is a legitimate woman's name.
Oh, yeah, very good call. Okay. So that's...
Is it really?
Yes.
I think P-E-T-A is the girl's name. Like you said, like the animal rights.
How are you spelling it?
Yep, like that.
You are spelling it like that. Sorry. Okay.
Come on, mate.
Oh, well, then that's doable, then. Yeah. Everyone's got their same name in their middle name a second time, don't they?
No, I'll tell you the story behind that, so you know. So basically, my parents just loved the name Lauren so much. Don't know why you're all laughing.
It's like New York, New York.
So good they named it twice.
Just go again on that.
Yeah.
And I think that's fine for them to do that.
Like Jar Jar Gabor.
Yeah. Yeah. Or they Jar Jar Binks.
Boutros Boutros Ghali.
Well, I guess we've got to pick one, right? What do you reckon? Oh, God, the small feet. She had the whole thing about girth. And then ping pong seems like the one, because I feel like that's a career path that a lot of people have.
Career path!
You do your 14 years of ping pong and then you hit CBBC.
Natural transition.
Yeah. I'm going to leave it to you, Ben. You've done this 100 times. Come on. Well, you haven't done this game, but
if you don't go with the middle names one.
Yeah.
Imagine.
I know, imagine.
It's going to be uproar.
Oh, I'm locking in middle names.
Let's middle names.
Yeah.
Middle names.
Yeah.
Lauren, Peter Lauren, put us out of our misery. Is that your real name?
I can reveal that is not my real name.
Oh, but she's a genius.
I wish it was. I did ping pong for 14 years instead. 14. It was much more boring.
There we go. Well, Lauren gets the point there.
Well played.
She's actually a size 10.
What's your real name then?
It's just Lauren Zara Layfield.
Sahara.
Zara.
Like the high street shop.
Like the high street, yeah, yeah. Exactly, yeah.
Your parents loved it so much.
Good shoes there.
Yeah, great.
Good sizes.
Yeah. So, Dan, you're a man who obviously deals in unbelievable facts.
Yes.
Use that talent and tell us three things about yourself, only one of which is true. Those are the rules, Lauren.
Okay, yeah, got
one
it.
One true.
Got it, I'm on board.
Two fake. Lauren and Tom, okay. Is there such a thing as a fish after all? Let's find out.
Okay, my three are... My
Dan, use your notes. Oh, well, no, he has got them out. He wrote it down.
I wrote them down because I didn't want to forget.
Nerd.
So...
That's right, Lauren, get inside his head, crawl around a bit.
Also, literally, that's my job. I'm a nerd. That wasn't a slam, that was accuracy.
Such a nerd answer.
Yes, Ben, as I was just established. Okay, here we go. Number one, my dad used to be Barbara Bush's karaoke partner.
Who the fuck is Barbara Bush?
Former George, first lady.
George Bush's wife.
George Bush Sr.'s wife used to be her former karaoke partner. Number two, I once asked the singer Adele out on a date. She said yes, and the date happened.
Ooh, that'd be great if it's true.
And then,
wow.
Number three, I am...
Dan Treiber.
I am the current Guinness World Record holder for the longest that anyone has played keep a balloon from touching the floor in the world.
14 years. Unbelievable. Right, so we've got the keepy-uppy with the balloon. We have got Barbara Bush's karaoke partner. Yes. And that Dan asked Adele out on a date. That date happened. She said yes, and that date happened.
Yes.
I mean, I'm impressed by all three of those, well, regardless.
Yeah, sure, you can be. I mean, two of them aren't true.
Yep. So,
but yeah, feel free to be impressed by all of them.
How long was the balloon in the air for?
It was in the air for about 80 minutes.
About what? 80 minutes?
Yeah.
Come on.
It wasn't just me. It wasn't just me. It was two people. We were playing
My daughter's
tennis.
Three and she could do it for longer than 80 minutes. That can't be the Guinness World Record.
Also, in the Guinness Book of Records, whatever they call it, they don't put... Dan held it up for about
80. If you were in the Guinness Book of World Records, you'd know that. Yeah. You'd have it tattooed.
Right.
He's not a facts guy. He doesn't like to get bogged down in those kind of details.
It was about 80 minutes, and it was between two people. It was a game of keepy-uppy balloon tennis, and it's in last year's Guinness World Records, 2023.
Anyone got a copy?
Dan, probably.
I think we can scratch that one out.
Yeah, 100%. He's duffed it.
It'd be for like 18 days or
something. Yeah. It's got it. Right, what was the other ones? Who's Barbara Bush?
Barbara Bush is George Bush's wife.
The former first lady.
Which George? There was a couple.
Senior.
Wasn't there?
The first one.
So she met, I think she's dead now.
Yes.
She was very old.
Yeah.
I think. Well, I don't know if she
the
was...
The thing is, though, she wasn't very old for her entire life.
Yeah. So just before she died, she had an entire life in which my dad used a bit of it.
But she was old. She was a long time old. I remember her old. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Of course. Yeah.
And I don't think I think karaoke was quite a modern. I think she was old by the time karaoke.
Listen, karaoke
a thing.
Knows no limits. You can be 18 and still love karaoke.
Yeah.
Do you think she was around
ageist.
Before the invention of karaoke?
I think
she was. Yeah.
I think
by
the time karaoke came in, she was too old to be into it.
Positive.
But isn't karaoke the sort of thing that, like, you know, you would do if you were an ambassador or something? You'd be introduced to karaoke possibly earlier than other people.
If you were a president's wife visiting Australia.
Yeah. The home of karaoke. The full name of it is Kangaroo-yoki. Karaoke for short.
Yeah.
Right, my question
and
is...
And my dad's an Aussie, so...
You're right, yeah. How does your dad... How did your dad know her?
Oh, okay, so my parents are hairdressers, both of them from Hong Kong, as in they had a salon in Hong Kong, and
that makes a lot more sense.
They became...
I was really confused for a second then. My parents are actually Hong Kongese.
Yeah, they're
Hong Kongese. That's not the race, is it?
No, no.
Is it?
Well, no, Chinese is the race.
Exactly, but, that's yeah. what I said.
False.
Yeah.
It's false that they're Hong Kongese.
I'm Hong Kongese. I was born in Hong Kong. I say that.
I know, it's called Honkies, dude.
Yeah. That's, yeah. I get that a lot, yeah. So they ended up, they were in Hong Kong, and they started doing a lot of celebrities who came into town. And one day, Barbara Bush comes into town with her husband, and my mum is blow-drying her hair, and my dad, who has a beautiful voice, sounds like one of the Gibbs from the Bee Gees, but not the famous three, the fourth one who died quite early. Andy Gibb, he was called.
Yeah.
Sounds like Andy Gibb. And so Barbara heard my dad singing and said, "My goodness, Roger, that's his name, we must sing words together." and so that happened.
Oh, when you song, say words by words. Boyzone.
Well, originally by the Bee Gees.
By the Bee Gees, yeah, of course.
But not Andy Gibb, weirdly. Yeah.
Right, got you.
Yeah.
What was the second one?
Adele. I asked Adele Wait, out on a date.
With Adele?
Yes, yeah. So I got her email address.
So this is when she was already a pop star. She's chasing pavements.
Yeah, she was. She wasn't stratospheric.
No,
but she was.
What was
she
her was, email address?
She was one album in.
Adele@adele.com.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
hello, 21.
So I was sitting on a hill. Spent about 4 hours trying to write an email to Adele. You always giggle when you just write, "Hi, Adele." It's always a very funny opening, two words. And so it took a lot of time. And I said, "Do you want to go on a date?" She wrote back immediately, said yes. And then the date happened, and it was in a East London
bar. Get a
bar.
Few more songs out of this one. Had my heart broken a few more times. Great.
Yeah, yeah.
So the date was where?
It was in a burger joint in Dalston, Kingsland. And it was...
I could listen to this all night.
This is amazing, yeah.
Even if it's bullshit, I can still listen to it all night.
It's a great story.
Here's the coolest thing. Adele, the burger place we went to, so at the burger place, there is those things where they give you, like, kids to color in stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Adele colored in one of those things. She like...
Well, she asked for a pack of crayons.
They just kind of handed it to the table.
It's not a great sign the date's going well, I'll say that much. if your date asked for crayons.
Dan, how old was Adele when you went on this date with her?
I was just a child. Go easy on me, baby.
It's not going to reveal it, but it was Adele at AOL.com.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It was a debut album. Six. Yeah, and so a friend of mine still has to this day the original crayoned art piece by Adele from that date. I'm going to quickly say something about, maybe just for mystery, about the three things. I accidentally slipped a lie into the truth, a tiny one by accident, which might hurt the fabric of your decision. So we can lose points on my side.
Okay.
Interesting.
Yeah.
God, I'm so confused.
Yeah.
I don't know what's real or what's not anymore.
That was masterful. Any idea, guys? I don't have an idea.
Adele, what was the other one?
I think Adele's the lie.
Absolutely.
I think his dad might have sang... with Barbara Bush.
Yeah,
at once.
I think so as well.
To reach for Barbara Bush as your lie is a huge reach.
To reach for someone that I'd say maybe 60% of the audience did not know.
She was a long time old.
God bless her.
Yeah. She was a long time old.
Her first album was Barbara 68.
And then Bush 69 after.
That's my email address.
uh,
I think we say Adele's the lie.
For sure.
Adele's the, yeah, but there's, remember, there's two lies.
Barbara Bush is
so
true.
So Barbara Bush is the truth. Yeah.
Bush is true.
Bush is true.
And then the other one, which the balloon, keep you up, you've discounted that one.
Yep.
Okay. So I was the Guinness World Record holder for Keepy Uppy. I have since been defeated, so I'm now the former record holder, so that's a lie.
But
yeah 80 minutes. It's because no one set the record, so it was just, you just had to go over 60 minutes. So we are in the Guinness World Record book, me and my friend Anna,
unbelievable,
from 2023. My mom did do Barbara Bush's hair in Hong Kong, but my dad's karaoke partner was not her, it was Imelda Marcos from the Philippines.
What? What? Do you want to sort of ditch the game to do an audience win? Should we do that instead? I feel like that.
My lie was going to be that I cooked a chili con carne. I don't want to go now. I was going to go, I made a fish pie, a chili con carne, or a Sunday roast.
Which one's the lie?
Amazing. And Adele Adkins.
So the truth was a bit fudged, and I made a mistake of saying me and Adele in the burger place, because the truth is it was my very good friend who had met Adele. They knew each other. He needed to ask her out on a date. He didn't know how to do it. So we sat on a hill. I wrote the email to Adele. I penned the whole thing. I sent it. She replied yes, and then he went on the date and had the crayon art.
You Cyrano'd Adele. That's unbelievable.
What's Cyrano?
You know, Cyrano. Cyrano de Bergerac. Yeah. So that's amazing. That's true. You did ask Adele out on a date.
I did, and she said yes. I just didn't go on the date myself.
Now, in the sort of the teen comedy, you'd be in love with the friend, right? Were you in love with the friend?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's a good man, yeah.
Right, fantastic. I mean, well-earned points there from Dan. Finally, Tom, it's over to you.
That can't be 1 point. Give him 2. Give the man 2 points for that.
Do you know what? Happy to do it. 2 points to Dan Schreiber, everybody. Yeah.
Love that.
And Tom.
Yes.
Podcasting's most generous man. A man who's lived such an improbable life.
Literally.
What crazy...
I've written the initial CCC. That's for Chili Con Carne.
Chili Con Carne, yeah.
He actually has.
FP for fish pie.
Yeah. Well, let's see.
Okay,
let's
okay.
see if Dan and Ben can separate truth from wild fiction. Go on, Tom. By the way, I've never seen... Like, Tom is not a person who gets nervous before a gig.
I don't like...
But you were marching around going, I don't know what I'm going to do. What's going to be my fact? What's
I don't
my
like...
Fact?
Yeah.
You don't like it.
Okay, so. When I was 22, I killed a boy.
That's false, because you just wrote the email, I killed a boy.
It's how we met. Still owe you that. No, okay, so when I was at... So these are my three. When I was at university... I had a university radio show called
called Fishing with Pies.
When I was at university, I had a radio show on the radio station. Called Tom Parry and the Walrus.
Uh-huh.
When I was at university, I had a radio show, and it was the show was called Barry the Bee against Parry the Pea.
Okay.
These different facts.
When I was at university, I had a radio show on the radio station, and it was called Tom Parry versus the Hornet. They're my three.
Okay.
So
were these subsequent shows that you'd hand over to yourself? Well, it's been great on Barry and the Walrus. We're now handing over.
I say radio station. I say I was at university.
Okay, so remind us of those three titles again.
Tom Parry and the Walrus.
Yep.
Barry the Bee against Parry the Pea, and Tom Parry versus the Hornet.
Tom Parry versus the Hornet, Barry the Bee versus against Parry the Pea, and Parry and the Walrus. Which one of those is ringing true? which one of those seems like a believable name for a radio show? Which one of those is Lauren going to nick for 4 a.m. tomorrow?
Oh, yeah. Going to need some content. This could be it.
So Barry and the Bee is the one where there's a co-host, it sounds like, because you're Parry the P. Who's Barry?
Bazza.
It was Bazza and Pazza.
Yeah.
Barry the Bee and Parry the
P. We should have gone with Bazza and Pazza in hindsight.
No, Barry the Bee and Parry the P sounds good. Yeah, yeah.
But that's it.
Okay.
And so I was, and he really drove the show and I was kind of the co-host.
Yes.
He was the ideas man.
Yeah. And the truth is we didn't really, you know, like in Freshers Week, you make friends and you think this is it. And then that's when we decided to do a show. Like we met on the Freshers Fair. We went to the radio thing. We decided very early on we were going to do a show. And then within 3 weeks, we realised we didn't like
shagging?
Each other. Yes, I know. This is why. So yeah, Barry.
By the way, for the listener at home, Tom got his dick out.
My sports cap.
He got his sports cap out.
My
guys.
Sports cap, please. Yeah. So Barry the Bee was kind of like, he's the host, and I was kind of, Parry the P was kind of like the roving reporter on campus.
Okay, cool. All right, talk us through the other two shows then. The Walrus.
Tom Parry and The Walrus.
Yeah.
So The Walrus was my co-host. He was a...
This is so...
He was a mature student.
He was. Always been old, that guy.
Yeah. Are we talking Barbara Bush level of age? Or?
He was a long time old, The Walrus.
Karaoke?
No, he was a mature student, so he was like in his 30s. Uh-huh. But he was a nice dude, and he was from Kent. I mean, so it was quite strange, because he was like a family man. So he had kids.
Yeah.
And so it was kind of, that was the angle of the show, was like, I'm a zany student, and this guy's going to give, you know, his boring life kind of thing. And I'd be like, come on, granddad.
What was the Walrus's real name?
Jonathan.
Jonathan.
Why was Jonathan just lurking around a university campus?
Well, he was a mature student. He was doing English Lit, but he'd just come back to it late. Mm. And he was game for a laugh.
And who called him the Walrus? Did, was that a nickname he brought to
he
the
had
show?
He had a handlebar mustache.
That you'd hear bristling on the microphone, yeah. I imagine. Yeah, okay.
So I kind of, it was my idea to call him the Walrus.
Okay, and then the third one was?
Tom Parry versus the Hornet.
Yep.
And that's where I imagined it was a solo show. And it, no. But there was a hornet in the studio.
Ah, okay.
No. No. Tom Parry versus the Hornet was a guy who wanted to give himself the nickname the Hornet. And it was the only interesting thing about him, actually. And that became apparent quite quickly. So
okay.
So he was like,
as opposed to the Walrus, who had a family.
Yeah.
It's a hell of a backstory.
But like, you know, at least he had anecdotes.
Sure,
you
know, sure. Yeah.
Whereas the Hornet was kind of a bit, he wasn't very, he didn't really say much. Okay. And he was quite, you know, he'd go, beauty. Right. That was his catchphrase.
Beauty is truth, and truth is beauty.
No, no, I mean, not even that far. I'd like just go, here's Coldplay, and he'd go, beauty.
Okay, which one are we believing? Yeah. Out of those three.
God, I don't know.
Is it Barry the Bee, is it the Walrus, or is it the Hornet? Which one do you think did a radio show with Tom Parry back in his uni days?
You know him so well. I know you just through how you were able to do this so well. Lie. This one's impenetrable because they're right next to each other. I'm just really hoping that if you did kill the boar, you did it right on the night when you were doing one of these shows. And there's footage of the police interrogation saying, so where were you just before the murder? Well, I was in a studio making Tom Parry versus the Hornet. And
the Walrus killed the boy.
What are you going for, Ben? What are you thinking?
Here's the thing. I know the answer. Oh. But
the Walrus is here tonight.
I just do that and it's just my face. But I'm not going to tell you because I think that ruins the game.
Yeah, go on, Dan. You've already scored 2 points.
Shit. Okay.
Which one do you think it is? Hornet, Barry the Bee, or Walrus?
Okay, Walrus As part of sort of interrogation mode, I slightly spotted you being so happy with the answers you were giving. I thought you were sort of going, God, I'm fucking good at this. So I...
Guilty as charged.
But that could have been the memory at happy times.
He's a great guy. Good old Jonathan.
Okay, a mature student. Would you have hung out with a mature student at the time? Possibly. Would you have faked a Hornet co-host who was meant to be you as a different dimensional version of you? And then Barry versus Baza, Barry the B versus Baza the P. Someone more in your age. I'm going to go Walrus. Nothing?
Nothing.
Okay, I'm not going Walrus.
No!
You didn't do anything, but you did.
But now there's two games going on of bluff.
Yeah.
You can't be testing his reactions.
Okay, I'll go for versus the Hornet.
Tom Parry versus the Hornet?
My radio show was called Tom Parry versus the Hornet.
It was.
Yeah. It was.
Beauty. I never missed an episode. So at the end of that, producer Gwyn, tell us three scores, one of which is true. Actually, no, just tell us the scores.
The scores at the end of that round are Tom and Lauren have one, but Ben and Dan have four.
Whoa!
So Ben and Dan are in the lead, but there's still everything to play for. We'll find out who'll be a regular Philip Parkin when we return in part two. See you in a bit.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Welcome back to Flash Slam Down. Before the break, Ben and Dan were in the lead. The scores haven't moved.
What?
And neither has my need.
You did so well in that interval.
It was such a good interview. You were really impressive, but I'm afraid the scores haven't moved, and neither has my need for a parking permit. I do need somewhere to park my wheels. They're currently in old Farmer McGillicuddy's field. It's only a matter of time before he squats down and uses one of them as an outdoor commode. But let's not let that worry us right now. As we launch into round two, it's Flat Games.
Games. Let's play together.
Games.
Let's play forever.
Roll the dice, spin that thing.
Put that there.
Do as you're told.
Games.
If you lose, you get nothing.
Games.
If you win, you get gold.
Gold.
Oh, listen to that!
Oh,
music to my ears, Tom. Music to my ears.
It's a movement.
It is a movement of sorts. This week we're playing our version of Mallet's Mallet, which we're calling Mallard's Ballards.
Can I get that one more time?
I'll tell you, absolutely. If you want to count me in? We're doing our version of Mallet's Mallet, which we're calling Mallard's Ballards.
Lovely.
The way we've done it is I've removed all of the rules of Mallet's Mallet and all of the title as well.
That was a great... Did you used to play that at birthday parties?
Yeah, we played it on the show as well.
Oh.
I would like each team to sing about a famous bird to the tune of a classic power ballad. Their teammate must guess the bird they're singing about. 1 point for a correct guess, but a huge 10 points for performance. So I really want to hear some proper open-throated balladeering from our players tonight. And with that in mind, of course, we start with Tom. Tom, your song is a big tune for sure. It's I Will Always Love You, written by Dolly Parton, by Dolly Parton, obviously made
even higher
massively
than...
famous by Whitney Houston in the movie The Bodyguard.
That's higher than Coldplay's Yellow.
Yeah. And let me just tell you now, we ain't pitched it down, brother. We ain't pitched it down.
Let's see that power.
Lauren.
Yes.
What famous bird is Tom singing about? Okay, let's hear the song first and then ask you what famous bird is Tom singing about?
Okay.
Good Lord. Okay.
Oh. God, this is
hang
hard.
On, hang on. Yeah. I've got two legs and a really, really long neck, and I'm fast, and I'll last every step of the journey I make, and I
Beautiful.
Wow.
Tom.
Strangely moving.
That was incredible. That really was. That was incredible because we were there when
he's crying.
We were there at the
he's teared up.
He's moved by his own performance.
He finally understands what a power ballad is.
The power was inside me all along. And
and I will go meep meep as I go by a Jeep.
Yeah, overtake
fucking
a Jeep.
Lyrical.
Yeah.
Wow,
it's amazing.
Fucking hell.
So yeah, because we were there when you rehearsed it, and you know, it's exactly what they say: bad rehearsal, good performance. That was a phenomenal performance, and I'm going to give you 9 out of 10 points.
Whoa! For
that. It was really strong. But Lauren, what famous bird was Tom Parry singing about?
Well, there can only be one that goes meep, meep. Actually, no, that's a lie. It could be two.
Well.
Uh-oh. Don't overthink this.
I would say... yeah.
Go with your gut.
Go with your gut instinct. It is...
A ostrich. Oh, shit. Oh. Are you kidding? Oh. No, the other one famous, on the cartoon. It's the Roadrunner.
It's the Roadrunner, yes.
Sorry, mate. I didn't want to fuck that up for you.
Yeah. Well, too late for that. Oh, I'm in a generous mood. Love is in the air. I'm going to give you half a point against my better instincts.
Thank you.
Dan, you're up next. Your song is Everything I Do, I Do It For You by Bryan Adams from Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves, 1991. Now, I texted you to check you knew the song, and you've seen Bryan Adams live, wow. Right?
I have.
Yeah.
Hang on. Is that a lie?
It's true.
Was that when you took the little bottle of piss with you?
It's true. 5th of January, 1994. I was a 9-year-old boy in Hong Kong. Bryan Adams was huge in Hong Kong.
He was huge.
Is anyone from Hong Kong here? You know what I'm talking about. You know, weirdly.
Very white audience.
Don't wait for the response. Just say, you know what I'm talking about.
He was massive. That song was, we were talking about it earlier. How many weeks in the
16,
UK?
16, I think.
16
weeks in number one.
Yeah. Hong Kong, still number one. Still to this day.
It never left.
Massive.
It never left.
It's a beautiful song.
Yeah.
Right, you've got to sing about this. You've got to sing about this famous bird, Clarkie. You've got to tell us which famous bird is Dan singing about. Now, you're pulling a face
a type
like.
A bird.
Yeah?
A famous bird.
Got it.
I know, and I have no idea at the same time.
Cool, okay, yeah. That's perfect. My favourite, my absolute favourite.
No such thing as a bird.
Yeah.
DJ Gwynn, will you play?
Oh, God.
It's a good song.
Look into my eyes. And you will see one of two brothers who's about to fly a plane for the first time ever in history. Take me as I am. Take Wilbur too. But he's not the right. I'm the one for you. Tell me that you know what I'm talking about. Cause I've gone a bit off the planned route. You know it's true. Everything I do it in 1910 or 11.
Dan Schreiber, everybody. A beautiful performance there, and a very good way of communicating the name of the bird without actually knowing the bird. But Clarkey.
It was tough. The year might be all out. I don't know.
That's not the thing that's sticking in
there. That's not
the fundamental question. Do you know the name of the other Wright brother?
I believe it's Lauren Peter Lauren. Sadly, I'm not a fucking nerd.
Not a bird nerd.
No.
Can we throw it? Go on. Get inside the Mind Palace.
Oh no.
There's a bottle of piss in here.
It's just full of piss bottle. The Mind Palace stinks. Yeah, fuck. Like, Philip?
Is it Philip? Is it Philip the bird? I don't think it is.
Can we steal?
You can steal.
I'll be honest.
The Wright brothers, famously Wilbur and Tweety Pie.
Tweety Pie?
Whoa!
Of course.
Do you know the actual answer?
The problem was Dan was so tender in his performance. Oh, I wasn't really concentrating on the content.
No, I just fell in love.
It was too high. And I was so... you don't know this listening, but I was so arrogant at the beginning when they said, do you want to hear the song? And I went, no need! You're right. Keys are hard.
Yeah.
Audience, do you know who it is?
Orville.
It's Orville, of course. It's Orville. Keith. He wishes he could fly around up to the sky like the Wright brothers did. So, Lauren, I'm going to give this one to you. There's no points for anyone apart from the audience. Lauren, I'm going to give it to you. Give us your best, Angels by Robbie Williams.
So these are famous birds, just to confirm. Got you. I just thought it was any bird, like the duck, the goose.
Well,
anyone.
Don't list too many birds there because.
Okay.
The next one is the game. Duck goose.
The famous bird is a turducken, actually. So.
Okay, all right, yep.
Okay, you've got it there. Yeah. Robbie Williams, Angels. DJ Gwynn, will you play? Tom, you're guessing.
I think this is a high song, no?
Yeah, give it some.
Okay. Oh, okay, yeah, no, got it. And cue. I sit and wait. There's a little bird comes to my window. It's got a letter.
Mary Poppins.
In its beak, and it drops it on my bed. I'm actually a really good singer. And as the feeling grows, it's gonna send me to the school of witchcraft and wizardry. Come on now.
Yes.
Are you guessing? Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
Keep singing.
I don't know any more words to say. But I'm impressing you with my voice. And there is a chorus coming. I'm a little animal instead. And through it. Oh, shit! Fuck me! That's loud, isn't it? Whether I'm right or wrong, I'm going to the school. I sort of sound like this animal, which is quite impressive. Wherever it may take me, platform 9 3/4. He knows. He's like, I know. Why are you dead-eyeing me? Stop dead-eyeing me. I know what it is. I'm just a little night animal.
Oh my goodness.
Wow.
Huge.
You're so posh when you sing.
Yeah.
I have to adopt a character else. You turn into too embarrassed.
You turn into a Victorian lady.
Very haunting, I thought. Yeah. Very haunting. Yeah.
But that was, I mean, an absolutely beautiful performance. Ooh. I've got to give you some points. I've realised I've not given Dan any points. So I'm going to have to give him... I'm going to go back. I'll go back to you. We'll drop that in later. But first, I mean, absolutely. I mean, you sounded very much like my mother-in-law in church. many happy memories of my own wedding day. So I've got to give you a full 10 out of 10 for the voice there. Beautiful. Beautiful.
Yes. I am honoured. Thank you.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
But Tom Parry, what little night animal was Lauren Peter Lauren singing about?
Is it Hedwig the owl?
It is Hedwig the owl! Congratulations. Right. Hedwig the owl from Harry Potter. Amazing. Well done.
Amazing.
So I guess I've got to give you some points. let's see. I mean, it was gorgeous. It was high.
Oh, you're talking to me now.
Yeah. I'm talking to you. I can't make eye contact because it was too moving a performance. That's why I'm not looking at you. I'm going to give you... Do you know what? I'm going to give you 9.5 out of 10. I thought it was a wonderful... Really, really good.
Wow.
All right, Dan, don't be jealous.
What did you give me?
I think I gave you 9.
Did you?
Yeah. So you're all doing very, very well. You're all doing very, very well. Now, finally... Ben, I'd like you to take us on a journey. Yes, it's one of the all-time biggest power ballads. It's Don't Stop Believing.
Wow.
Oh, yes.
But, Dan, which famous avian creature is Ben belting about? He's got his head in his hands, which I believe is how Steve Perry used to prep for gigs. Ben, how are you feeling?
Oh, good, great, yeah.
Yeah? Don't stop believing, but please do start singing. DJ Quinn, play that song.
Oh, yes. Get up.
I'm a little duck.
Hello.
Check me out, what the fuck? And somehow I'm good with my money. I sling it about. Yeah. I think there's some other characters involved. I think there was a ghost or something. It was quite spooky. You see me in a sealed room. It's got big doors and a combination. I like to jump around, showing off my wells. Oh, strange ducks wearing clothes but not trousers. Yeah, strange ducks showing off their money in the night. Look at him, what the hell? He's so stingy. Yeah, he's got a bill, but he also charges people with more bills.
Beautiful. Beautiful, Clarky.
Intense. It was very intense.
Really good. Really, really good. A gorgeous rendition. I'll give you points. I'll give you points in a second.
Don't stop.
Do stop.
So, Dan Schreiber.
Yes.
What famous duck was Ben Clark singing about there?
That was beautiful.
Thank you.
Scrooge fucking McDuck, right?
It was Scrooge McDuck, everybody!
Yeah! Are we comfortable with use of the word duck? Being as it's 60% of the answer.
Good point. And it was in the opening line as well.
Lauren Peter Lauren didn't say owl once.
Come on.
No.
Small and goddamn, I wanted to.
Yeah.
She restrained herself so well.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm afraid.
Oh, shit. No.
No. That's right.
Yeah.
That gave nothing away, actually.
I'm afraid, Clarky. I'm going to have to. I'm going to have to get rid of that point, I'm afraid. I'm so sorry.
Yes.
I'm so sorry. But I am going to give you 14 out of 10. for a beautiful performance.
Yeah. Yeah.
So at the end of that round, producer Quinn, give us the scores to the chorus of I Will Always Love You.
And scores are Tom and Lauren, Peter Lauren have 21.5. Ben and Dan have 27.5.
Oh, wow. Gorgeous.
Right. Gorgeous.
So from power balance to the awesome power of the legal system, it's Beef Brothers.
Yeah. Yeah. If you got a problem, don't call it a problem. If you got a problem, call it a beef. If you got a beef, maybe we can help you. Beef Brothers sorting out your beef.
Yes, it's Beef Brothers, where each week we ask our panellists to sort out a flat share based beef. And today's one comes from Dave, who is here tonight. Dave, are you there?
Yep, I'm back here.
We know it's been a long record, Dave, but plaster on a smile, tits and teeth.
He's not happy with his seat.
Tits and teeth, love.
Stuck back here, aren't I?
So.
Fucking stuck at the back. Get here earlier, Dave.
Now, Dave has written us here a generosity beef. He says, my wife is forever volunteering us both to help out the various random people she meets dog walking. The latest involved us adopting a hamster that now takes up half the desk of my office at home. Big hamster. That may actually be a dog. How can I teach her the delights of existing at the more misanthropic end of the scale and stop talking to people? Now, Tom and Lauren, wow, you are on the side of Dave. You're on Dave's side. Ben and Dan, you are on the side of Dave's wife, the generous Dave's wife. Okay, any questions? Is your wife here tonight?
Oh, dear me, no.
Fair enough. Are you comfortable giving us a name for your wife?
Yes, it's Jane.
Jane. Okay, so we've got Dave and Jane. Any questions?
Whose side are we on?
We're on Jane's.
You're on Jane's side.
We're on Jane's,
okay,
side.
Ben and Dan, you're on Jane's side. Hmm. Tom and Lauren, you're on Dave's side. Any questions for Dave?
Yeah, why are you such a fucking prick, mate?
Wait, easy.
Easy.
Chill out, mate.
Easy.
Chill out. None of that. Any genuine questions for Dave?
Yes. But why are you?
It just comes naturally to me.
No one is bad cop, bad cop. Sorry, Dave. Yeah. Any questions from Tom, Lauren,
yes,
for Dave?
Dave, why is your wife such a prick?
Right, no. Let that be stricken from the record, jury.
True.
I will not. I refuse to allow it. Lauren,
I'm going to just bring some sense and decorum to this.
If you would, thank please. You. Thank you.
For the purpose of the podcast, we need you to move the conversation on. Absolutely. Dave!
Thank you.
Why has she gone from dogs to hamsters like that? Because I'm interested. I'm on your side. Don't get me wrong, mate. I'm on your side. Right? I'm not having a go. But I would like to know, why has she gone from a dog to a hamster?
Oh, the dogs are still present. We now have the hamster as an additional family
Christ,
member.
They stink, don't they, Dave?
They do when they're sat right by your computer.
Do you ever?
Yeah, it must be so hard to move a fucking cage as well, Dave. You prick.
Do you ever accidentally pick it up and think it's the mouse?
Yeah.
It's not working.
What were the circumstances of you needing? Did she meet the hamster in the park?
Was someone walking their hamster?
What was the scenario?
So when my wife dog walks, which is most of the time when I'm overseas, she talks to people because she's a friendly, lovely person. And she talks to everyone, and when they ask for help, she volunteers to help. And then I find out when the things arrive in the house,
what,
and I
fucking dick,
have to deal with them.
How dare she talk to other people?
It's disgraceful, isn't it?
What are you doing overseas, apart from trying to get away from your stinky desk?
I work in the oil and gas industry.
Oh. He's bloodied, everybody!
Yeah. Making it better.
Yeah. 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 Wait.
Thank you.
Yeah.
For fairness, what does Jane do?
She's now technically retired because of my job.
Oh. Actually, Jane's
you think
my
you could
hero.
Afford a seat at the front of the fucking yeah.
Royal box.
Yeah, but at the front, people might talk to me.
Are you on the...
Go home with one of the panel.
Dave, are you on our Patreon?
I am, yes.
Good legend.
Let's get up that yeah. tier, baby. Get up a tier yeah. or two, baby.
Up to the slick tier.
Yeah. Could you get a few of your Saudi mates to get on the Patreon as well? Is that all right?
So, Dave, Jane, is it purely animals that are the sort of adventures of her chats that come into your life?
Or? No, I've had to help people move house. I've had to take things down the tip for people, be a taxi for people. I'm now making wedding cakes for people.
That's great.
Can you do any of these things?
I'm certainly hoping so.
Do you think there's a sense of her trying to offset your life?
Thank you, defence lawyer.
Any other questions for Dave?
Yes, so many. Okay, so Dave, how, if you were being honest, how has it enhanced your life rather than the sort of grumbly side of it? Okay.
My wife is very happy.
Oh,
you know lovely what? That.
Okay. How did you meet, Dave?
At university.
They did a radio show together.
Yeah. I wanted her to be like protesting, and but they met across the barricade. That's
oh the, yeah, that's she glued herself to him. And yeah. Then, oh, yeah,
yeah, exactly.
So romantic.
I know.
This is your next movie, isn't it?
Yeah.
Your oil rig or mine?
Well, hopefully that's enough information for our teams to make their cases. So without further ado, I'm going to call upon Lauren right. to begin the case for the prosecution. You have a minute
right.
to state your case, starting now.
My case starts very squarely with the fact that hamsters fucking stink and they shouldn't be allowed in the home. They get sawdust everywhere when they kick it out behind them. And I think Dave is a busy man. He's an unmoral man, but he's also... He's a busy man, and I think he should have to be clearing up sawdust that's been kicked out by a little hamster. And on that basis, I'm fully 100% on Team Dave. I think he should divorce his wife and live a life at sea on the oil rig with his Saudi mates. Is that enough?
Yep, that's
yeah,
enough.
That's 9 seconds.
I mean, where else can you go after divorce your wife and live at sea?
It was a natural end game,
it was pretty conclusive, yeah. Okay, well, to open the case for the defence, Dan, you have exactly 1 minute starting now.
Okay. Dave, life is an adventure, and when have you ever seen a movie where an animal is introduced to a human where they get on, be it in the police world or any other kind of
the
industry?
Police world.
Turner and Hooch, they didn't like each other when they met. Star-Lord and Rocket, they didn't like each other when they met. Free and Willy, they didn't like each other when they met. Your life is about to take off with this hamster. You're not seeing it. You're not seeing the bigger picture. I rest my case.
Beautiful. Absolutely nice. Beautiful. So, Dave, two very compelling arguments there. How do you think it's going so far?
I think it's too close to call.
You're absolutely right. I think everything could change in just a moment. Tom?
Yes.
You're gonna conclude the case for the prosecution. But
sure am.
Are you going to do it as yourself?
No, I'm going to do it in the style of a Deep South defence lawyer from a John Grisham novel.
Okay.
Who goes by the name of Mr. Fanshawe Standen.
Fanshawe Standen. Presiding and providing. Your minute, should you need it, begins now.
Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, I recognise some of you from the town. Danston there from the bakery. Keep baking them pies, Danston. Can't get enough of them. Them dear lawyers there from the big city swanning into town today with their book of facts talking about their moving pictures over there. We simple folk round here. We don't watch none of them moving pictures. Put a lot of still pictures up on a wall and run past them. Old-fashioned way. Hell, you going round John's with the long fence on Saturday night? See you there for the matinee. You trying to have you believe over there that them there animals and humans never get on first time they meet? Well, you probably remember the story of Carlton the pig.
It's a story about a pig this time, is it?
Carlton the pig. Y'all probably know about it. Now, I don't mean to bandy around the phrase love at first sight, but that pig locked eyes on me at Marketplace, and goddamn, I was stiffer than John's fence. Not sexually speaking, you understand? Carl and the pig would often stand by the door, and oh my God, he loved that door. But could he reach that handle? Oh, he's a pig. So what did Carlin do looking at that door?
Is this supposed to be a minute?
I forgot to start the timer. I'll start it
now. We simple folk round here. Minutes as long as you can cook an egg, they say. Mrs. Fanshawe makes them hard-boiled.
Why has she got the same first name as you?
We're cousins.
Still doesn't make a lot of sense.
Long story short, the pig stood on the dog to open the door. The defense rests. Yay!
Beautiful. Well, all that remains is to ask Ben Clark.
Hello.
To conclude the case for the defense, you have exactly 1 minute, starting now.
Oh, Dave. Davey. Why, you're such a prick. You know, I don't know who you work for. Probably BP. And, you know, people used to think that stood for British Petroleum. But now, Dave, it just stands for bad person.
Your wife's finally giving you a route out of your evil ways. A lot like Scrooge or even Scrooge McDuck. Stop swimming around in your gold coins, Dave. Help the hamsters. And listen, what the hamsters do all day. They run around in their wheels. You've got a route to true alternative energy. Hook them up to the main grid. You can save the world, Dave. We're counting on you.
The defense rests.
Yeah. Beautiful. Yes. Wonderful stuff there. Now, I cannot make the decision myself, so instead I'm going to call upon our live Phoenix audience. If you think that Dave and therefore Lauren and Fanshawe are in the right, I would like you to applaud now.
It's never. Dave, Dave, it's never been that bad.
Not one.
Can I just ask, is it the oil thing?
or is it his personality?
Oh, God. Dave. Picturing Jay, how's your night out, honey? I'm leaving the Patreon.
I'm just going to remind everyone of the final line of Dave's message. How can I teach her the delights of existing at the more misanthropic end of the scale? And stop talking to people. I think, Dave, yeah. Well, if you think Dan and Ben... I've got it written down here. If you think Dan and Ben made the best case, please applaud now.
Yeah.
Dave, I've got to ask you, mate, how do you feel about the results? I mean, as a Patreon member, I'm gutted for you.
It still feels too close to call to me.
Dave, everybody. Now we come to the earlobes of our show, in that it never stops growing. It's the quick fire round jingle.
Oh!
Oh, if you like the first 30 seconds, oh my God.
This is the quick fire round. It's the round that goes really quickly, which is why it's always so amusing that it has a long introduction.
It's a gorgeous cat.
It has this long introduction. When the round is really quick. Yes, this jingle, it really is a long one. Settle in, we're gonna be here for some time. It's the kind of song that my co-presenter at Uni Radio used to be very fond of. He liked to play really long songs.
Ooh, what a guy.
He said it meant that we could talk less, which I thought defeated the point. The show was called Tom Parry versus the Hornet. And the problem was that the Hornet was quite shy. He didn't like to talk much.
I can't think what that would be like.
So here's the end by the Doors in its entirety. Hello, good evening. My name is Tom Parry, and I'm the Hornet, his stairway to heaven by Led Zeppelin.
I hate this fucking guy.
In its entirety. Oh, you've done it again. Although, to be fair to the Hornet, he did have a really good section where he discussed ideas for nightclubs he's had. He had one called Intensity.
Ooh, I'm glad you found better friends.
The nightclub would be called Intensity, and inside it would be based around 10 cities. So you could have a bit of a night out in a New York nightclub, and then suddenly you could be in Rome, and you could say things like, I got off with a girl.
Ooh, you could say that anyway.
In Berlin last night.
Oh.
When you hadn't really left Kent.
I see.
Anyway, I'm getting distracted. I'm just saying the Hornet would love this jingle. I'd say, good evening, it's me, Tom Parry. Let's talk about it, eh? And he'd say, hi, I'm the Hornet. Here's the quickfire jingle. And then we'd get into it, the quickfire round, the quickfire round.
Yes! This is the quickfire round, and as our show is all about parking permits, I'm going to ask a series of questions, and I would like our panellists to reverse park their answers. In other words, give them backwards. So if I ask for the name of this podcast, you might say Slam Down Flatshare Pappies. That's the way it's going to work.
Oh, for you. I was going to go...
Like you're the little guy in Twin Peaks. In the red room. Instead of buzzers, I'd like to shout out your first names... you know, in the correct way. You have to do them backwards. Ben and Dan, let's hear yours.
Ben.
Dan.
Tom and Lauren, let's hear yours.
Yep.
Lauren Peter, Lauren Layfield.
Love it. Okay, off we go. What is the name of the cartoon mouse voiced by Michael J. Fox?
Ben.
Ben.
Little Stewart.
Is correct. Ooh. Who is the double act partner of Jennifer Saunders and played Geraldine in The Vicar of...
Tom
the...
Peter Lauren.
Yes, Tom.
French Dawn.
Is correct.
That sounds like a Bond film, wasn't it? I'd watch French Dawn.
French Dawn, yeah, absolutely.
Bonjour, Monsieur Bond.
Adele doing the theme.
Yeah. Off.
Sports cap Willie.
Often called table tennis and played by Lauren Peter Lauren for 14 years.
Tom.
Name the sport, yes.
Pong ping.
Is correct.
Ah. Sounds like a James Bond film.
Sounds like a James Bond baddie, actually, but let's not go into that. It was a different time, guys. Name the band fronted by Simon Le Bon, who had hits with Rio and Girls on Film.
Lauren Peter, whatever my name is, Lauren Peter Lauren Layfield. Duran Duran.
Is correct. Right. What famous British dessert contains dried fruit in a steamed suet pudding?
Tom.
Ben. Tom.
Salad fruit?
In a steamed suet pudding, Ben.
Stick spotted.
Is correct.
Oh, yeah. yeah.
Pissing into a
look really hard. Someone's got a magnifying glass. Which song by Journey features the line, "For a smile they can share the night"? It goes on and
Tom.
On and on. Yes, Tom.
Believing Stop Don't.
Is correct.
Woo!
Complete 007's traditional introduction.
No! Dan!
The names...
He's going for all of it.
Yeah, the names...
Oh. No, Schreiber was going for the whole sentence.
I was going for the whole sentence.
Do it.
Yeah, go on.
Bond.
Yeah.
James.
Yeah.
Bond.
Yeah.
Is.
There's no is.
What?
Sort of like...
Why did you go for
the whole thing? You've got the answer right.
This is the worst audition tape ever. Dan, can you do it again just a bit more relaxed this time? And a bit, you know...
Stirred? Not.
Which 1991 film starred Kevin Costner as the title character who robbed from the rich...
Tom.
To give to Tom.
Thieves of Princehood, Robin.
Is correct. Whoa.
That's so good.
Name the Dolly Parton song that was a hit for Whitney Houston and featured in the movie The Bodyguard.
Dan.
Ben.
Oh,
Dan.
God.
I'll give it to Ben.
Okay. what a sportsman.
Jolene.
I'm afraid it's incorrect. I could throw it to the other team.
Lauren Peter.
Yes, Lauren Peter.
Love. No, you. Wait. Just shut up, everybody. Shut up for just 1 second. You love will always.
No. It's not. It's you love always will I.
That's what I said.
Right. What does the RSPB... sorry, the RSPCB stand for?
Tom.
Yep, go on.
I'll give it to Ben.
Yeah.
Jolene.
The RSPCB.
Birds.
Yeah.
Protection.
No.
Nah.
It's birds to cruelty of protection for the Society Royal. What is the first line of the chorus of the Taylor Swift song Antihero?
I play it every day on my radio.
Yeah,
show.
I know, yeah, go on. Dan.
Hero anti. Answer final.
That's the last word of the chorus. We're looking for the first line of the chorus.
Tom.
is it still your final answer? Yeah, okay. Fair enough.
Tom. Hero anti.
No.
Wait,
big.
Lauren.
Yeah, go
Lauren,
on.
Lauren Layfield. Me?
Yes.
Problem? problem. No. Basically, it's me. Hi, I'm the problem. It's me. But yeah, just reverse it.
Yeah, go on. If you can do it, I'll give you 2 points. Go on.
Shut up. Me.
Upshot.
Me.
Yes.
Hi.
No, that's still the right way.
Hi.
No.
Me.
Yep.
It's.
Yes.
Problem.
Yes.
Hi.
No.
I'm pretty sure I didn't say fuck off in the middle of the Taylor Swift song. Not in the radio edit, anyway.
Me, it's problem. The I'm high, me,
that's
it's
what
is what I was looking for. That is our round, guys. Well done to both teams.
Whoa.
Let's find out the final scores in just a moment. But first, Lauren and Dan, have you got anything you would like to plug?
Yes.
Lauren, you've written a book?
I've got a bloody book out.
You've got a book out?
I've got a bloody book out. It's not for any of you, like, you're all way too old for it. but if you've got any teenage children, buy it for them. It's called Indie Raised, Totally Faking It. It's out now.
Fantastic, yes.
Thanks, guys. Nice. Oh, you're a nice audience. Thank Amazing. You.
And Dan?
Yeah, I've got a couple of tortoises that need a home. So Dave, if got a bit more space on that desk, I would love to house them. Thank you.
And you've got to go and write a book at home, haven't you?
Yeah, I
yeah,
do.
Yeah. Dan was saying, I've got a deadline. I'm only 10,000 words away. I've got to deliver it tomorrow. sit now. 10:03. You can do it.
Easy.
Can easily do it.
Yeah.
A few pro plus. You'll pull an all night. It'll be fine. Thanks to all of you guys for watching. As always, check out our Patreon, patreon.com/ Pappy's Flatshare. Like, subscribe, rate and review our podcast or recommend the podcast to your friends. Right. Producer Gwyn. This is exciting. Let's hear the final scores.
This is exciting. Tom and Lauren Peter Lauren have 26.5, but the winners are Ben and Dan with 31.5.
Oh, so Tom and Lauren are applying for a parking permit, whilst Ben and Dan get a parking permit for me. Good for 1 free point. Thanks to our guest, Lauren Layfield.
Yes.
And Dan Schreiber. We've been Pappies. See you next time on
Flatshare Slamdown.
Pappies Flatshare Slamdown featured Matthew Crocky, Ben Clark and Tom Parry with special guests Dan Schreiber and Lauren Layfield. It was devised by Pappies and Ben Walker. Technical expertise was by Emma Corsham and Gwynnys Davis. It was produced by Emma Corsham. Big thanks to everyone at the Phoenix, to all the wonderful folks who came to today's show, and to you at home for listening. Pappies Flatshare Slamdown is a Secret Juice production for Acast and the internet. Cheers, everyone. Bye.
That was great.
Wow. Let's be honest.
Wasn't it great?
It was a smashing episode.
It's good to be back, you know?
Now look, if that's not enough for you, if that's not enough of your weekly fix of listening to our voices, then you could always join the Patreon, because every Thursday we stick out a bonus episode on the Patreon. So for just £4 a month, you can join the Patreon and be one of the listeners to Flatshare Pop Round.
Absolutely right. Yeah,
it's fantastic. It's such a nice community. We all hang out. We all chat to each other. It's brilliant. It's one of my absolute favourite things we do, in fact, at Pop Round.
We don't hang out in real life, we should say.
Oh, crucially, never that.
That isn't part of the Patreon deal, that we have like a youth club where we all go after.
I can tell you now, work. The people in our Patreon, no offence to them, but they're not youth club age. Typically, it's not like Biker Grove down there.
But it would be, wouldn't it?
It's not old age home. I'll say that much. You know,
no.
What somewhere in the middle?
It's worth us thinking about. It's like it's a Patreon club, and it's like a place where if you are a patron, you can go and hang out after work. There's beanbags. There's a games console.
I'd love it.
Like a sort of sixth form common room for the patrons.
Yeah.
I like that. Yeah, yeah. Let's start looking into it. We've got to work out location, first of all. Or, alternatively, we put it on the back of a flatbed truck and drive it all around the country.
That's
the obvious answer, and I think that's feels the one like we're
it.
Going with.
That feels like it.
Yeah, and it never stops moving like in Knight Rider. If you want to come on, you have to run up behind it and run up a ramp.
I love it, yeah. Yeah.
Wicked.
But anyway,
catch it when it's reversing. I'd say that would be the way I'd do it.
If that's your cup of tea, then join the Patreon.
Can I give the Patreon address? Patreon.com/ Pappy's Flatshare.
And can you give the number plate of the Arctic lorry that has our common room, travelling common room on the back? We'll give that out later. You get that when you join the Patreon.
I can give you the bumper sticker. It's honk if you're horny.
honk if you like
podcasts. Anyway,
still yet to hear wrong.
And just to remind you, those flat slams again, February 19th and 20th. February 19th, Alex Brooker and Morgan Rees. February 20th, Lucy Porter and Flo and Joan. Please do come on down. Pappiescomedy.com/live.
Today's episode was produced by Emma Corsham.
Corsham team.
Cheers, everyone. Bye.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.